retrospect, how much do you think the off-field problems from last year impacted you guys on the field this year, carried over to the locker room, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I think it certainly affected the view of the team, and what we said all along, it was a select few players, but it affected the whole bunch, and it became a topic of discussion for people to have to deal with. And any time that you take focus away from the game that's coming up, or the process of OTAs, or the process of training camp, and the urgency to improve, and you divide players' attention, I think it can have an effect. The biggest thing is it affected the image of the team. I think it. Obviously, after training camp, we didn't have any off-field arrests or anything like that after what happened with Aaron Berry over the summer. But that I don't want to say damage was done. It's a bad way to put it. But that die was cast, and it became an item of it became an item with the players and dealing with the media and everything else. And that's just and that's the unfortunate thing. It just divided the focus of the team. It couldn't always be on the team. They were always asking or answering those kind of questions.
And what can you do this offseason, or what will you tell them, today to make sure none of those problems happen again over the next 6 months when they're away from you guys?
Well, everybody has personal responsibility. And we've seen what happens when guys don't take care of their stuff. It can affect the team. It can also affect them personally and their professional careers. Every situation is different, but as a team, off the field incidents are extremely detrimental to what we want to do, and we will make every effort as a team to prepare to move on from people that make bad decisions. I think that you can't prepare for everything, but when people prove that they can't make good decisions, then as an organization, we need to prepare to be able to go without them. And I think, and that's no different, Dave, than the way we were when we left OTAs. It was that was basically the same speech. We had one player that had two incidents over the summer. He paid a price for it, but also the team paid a price for that. And that's something that we can't afford going forward.
As you evaluate yourself, what's the area that you'd like to improve the most?
Like I said, there's evaluation every single week. You look at the way, you organize, the way you practice, the off-season program, training camp, meetings, all that different stuff. And that's always a work in progress. The way we prepared this year was slightly different than the year before, slightly different than the year before that. The way our off-season program will go is slightly different, mainly because of rules and things like that. I think that there's definitely places for me to improve. I don't know if I'm going to sit here and list them, but we're very realistic about where we are. 4-12 wasn't good enough, and as a head coach, that's my ultimate responsibility. And if there's one area that you can point to that I need to improve, and it's wins. Everything else is all geared toward getting those wins. But we're 4-12 this year. It's whether that's down from 10-6. Or if it had been up from 0-16, it's still not good enough, and we're all aware of that.
Is there a decision you made that you regret?
Yeah, certainly throwing that challenge flag. I wish I'd have had that crew last night or yesterday. Like I said before, I wish I had a shoe to throw, or if I had been smart enough to do that. That's you learn from every different situation. Every single thing that goes on. Sometimes you look back and you say, "Yeah, that was a really good decision." Sometimes you say, "I need to do that better." That was an obvious one. It got a lot of attention, and that probably wasn't the most critical area over the course of a season. It was critical in that game, but over the course of the season wasn't something that came up time and time again and everything else. There's probably other areas that are more works in progress with our team and me, you know, than that, but that certainly got a lot of attention.
Willis Domus said after the game that he thought maybe players got too comfortable after going to the playoffs. Do you agree with that assessment?
I mean, I'd certainly respect his opinion, and I respect his perspective. We worked hard from the very beginning of training camp, or beginning of off season, as saying, hey, that's in the past, and we need to keep focusing on improving. You know, whether or not we were able to get that done, we obviously weren't. This is a hardworking team. Our off-season program, our training camp, our meetings, it's a very rigorous schedule. Nobody took a ease off, I guess, to try to put it in his words. Nobody eased off or let off in any of those kind of things. But there is an expectation, you know, when you win, the expectation is that you're going to that you're just going to pick up. And I've said after other seasons, the year before when we had won our Final Four, we can't expect this momentum to carry over. And we have to go in, you know, the same way this year. We can't expect, you know, 8-game losing streak to carry over. Every day deserves its respect. Every day there's an urgency to improve. And if we do a good job of that, then we'll get back on track.
Is there an avenue or a process for Titus Young to get back in the graces of this team, or is that the shot?
Yeah, he's still on our roster, and everybody that's on our roster is still on our roster for a reason. You know, there's some guys that started the season with us that are no longer with us that have been released, or I guess there's no other way to put it, they've been released. You know, so there is still a window there. You know, there have been some, there's a window there, and there's a chance there is a process involved there. He's a very talented player, and obviously made a difference when he was on the field, and it, particularly with the way their injuries went with Nate Burleson and then later Broyles, it affected the team not having him out there.
Yeah.